Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Psalms 51, and we're continuing our study on personal revival. I pointed out to you on the previous broadcast how that this is the prayer of David after he had sinned with Bathsheba. And so we're looking at David as he deals with this thing from a personal matter between him and the Lord. And again, let me emphasize that you cannot have revival for someone else. You cannot get right for someone else. No one else can get right for you. You cannot be saved for someone else, and no one else can be saved for you. So it is a matter of personal relationship with the Lord. And I ask you the question, are you where you used to be with the Lord, or have you drifted away from Him? You remember I pointed out on a previous broadcast where Simon Peter realized he was beginning to sink. He was no longer walking on top of the water. He's going down. And when he realizes that he's going down, then he cries out, Lord, save me. And I ask you the question today again, are you still walking on top, or are you going down? And I do not care what stormy waters you're going down in. If you go down, then my friend, you're gone. But if you will cry out to God, God will hear you, and God will help you, and God will do a work of revival in your life that needs to be done. In Psalm number 51, as we looked at David's prayer, I pointed out to you four things. First of all, it is a prayer for consideration. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitudes of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. So David is realizing that he is not worthy of what he's asking, but it is a prayer for mercy and for consideration. And then I pointed out to you, number two, that it was a prayer for cleansing. He mentions five things. He said, first of all, in verse number one, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Then in verse number two, he said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Again in verse number two, he said, and cleanse me from my sins. In verse number seven, he said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. There are these five times David cries out for cleansing. And I want to say to you, I am afraid that in our generation, not many people are aware of their need for cleansing. We gradually drift into our state of apathy, and we gradually drift off into sin in such a slow method that most of the time we have drifted a long way and are not even aware of the fact that we've drifted away from God. I believe the prayer that every believer ought to pray is, Lord, show me myself as you see me. Show me my transgressions. Show me my sins. Show me my iniquities. And then give me grace to deal with them in the will of God. So it is a prayer for consideration. It is a prayer for cleansing. Number three, it is a prayer for change. And we'll look at that a little later on. And then fourthly, it is a prayer of commitment. And I do not believe there will be real revival until all four of these aspects are included in our praying. And I am not just talking about saying a prayer. I'm talking about praying unto God. The petition of your heart to the throne of God. Calling out to God for God's will to be done in this matter. As we looked on yesterday at the prayer for cleansing, I pointed out to you that David becomes sorrowful for his sins. And I want to emphasize again, if there is no godly sorrow in your heart, there will be no genuine repentance. You see, the Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 10, godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation that needeth not to be repented of. I'm simply saying this, friend, you cannot laugh or mock at sin in your life and get forgiveness of it. Let me point out again, I believe in order for there to be real forgiveness, there must be four things in this matter of repentance. Number one, there must be conviction. And that is when God the Holy Ghost makes us aware of our sin. David said here, my sin is ever before me, in the latter part of verse number 3. But then second, not only must there be conviction, which is the awareness of our sin, but there must be contrition. And that has to deal with our attitude toward our sin. I want to say it again. You cannot walk down the aisle of your church popping your bubble gum, smiling real big and looking around your mind on something else and ever get forgiveness of your sin. Friend, you have got to come to the place of being sorrowful and broken over the fact that you have sinned against God. And I do not care who else you sinned against. That sin is against God himself. So David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. That's verse number 4. So there must be conviction. That is the awareness of our sin. There must be contrition. That deals with the attitude that we have broken over our sin. And then number 3, there must be confession. And that is the acknowledging of our sin. And I want to make this statement, and I want you to hear me, please. The word confess in the Bible has far greater meaning than just saying, I did it, I'm sorry. No, the word confession means 3 things. Number 1, it means to agree. Number 2, it means to admit. Number 3, it means to acknowledge. And friend, when you come before God, you agree with God. God said it's wrong. God said it's sin. And you're going to agree with God. And you admit to God, you've done it. You're guilty. And you acknowledge then the fact that you have sinned against God. Oh, my friend, it's more than just saying, I'm sorry. It's more than just saying, I've sinned. Judas Iscariot brought back the 30 pieces of silver and threw them down at the feet of the elders. And he said, I have sinned that I have shed the innocent blood. But I want to tell you, friend, he did not repent. He repented in himself, but that was not heard and that was not answered. That repentance and forgiveness was not granted because it was not genuine repentance. So there must be conviction, the awareness of sin. There must be contrition that deals with our attitude being broken over our sin. And there must be confession that deals with the acknowledging of our sin. David said, "For I acknowledge my transgression." And friend, I want to tell you, you will never get away with denying it or covering it, but you must acknowledge it. And then number four, there must be conversion, and that is the abandoning of our sins. He said in verse number six, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." So we see that David's prayer and the prayer of any person who wants to do business with God in revival must be a prayer for consideration. It must be a prayer of cleansing. We must come to the place that we are sorrowful over our sins. Friend, if you're saved and you realize that you have sinned against God, it is not a laughing matter. It's not a joking matter. It is not a boasting matter. No, it will bring a brokenness in your heart before God. And you will come before God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And God said, "A man that come to him that way, he would not turn him away." God will not say no when we come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Not only it's a prayer for consideration and a prayer for cleansing, he becomes sorrowful for his sins, but it's a prayer for change. And I use this simple thought. He becomes sick of himself. And he prays this sixfold prayer. He prayed in verse number 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." And again in verse number 10 he prayed, "Renew a right spirit within me." In verse number 11 he prayed, "Cast me not away from thy presence." And again in verse number 11 he prayed, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." And then in verse number 12, he said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." And again in verse number 12, he said, "Uphold me with thy free spirit." Friend, let me speak personally and directly to you today. How's your relationship with the Lord? Are you a person with an unclean heart? Are you a person with a wrong spirit? Are you a person that lives in fear of God casting you away because of some sin in your life? Are you a person that lives with no joy in your salvation anymore? Are you a person that feels like you stand alone? I want to tell you, revival is your need, and God is your answer. And if you'll turn to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, call upon him with repentance. He'll hear you, and he'll restore you today. Father, honor your word, help your people, and save the lost, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time Broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.